For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and the NHL playoffs this season. I tried to sing it, and I abandoned that ship so fast.
Woof.
It is, though. It is. BetOnline is your number one source for the NBA and NHL playoffs this season. Every stat, every matchup, and even live odds while the games are being played. While the games are being played and while you're watching them, the stat lines are moving all over the place. I mean, man. Trying to pump some energy into it.
I love it.
Went for it, and it'll be funny to listen to me fail.
I appreciate it. When the game's over, head on over to our online casino and get in on a game of blackjack or poker, or unwind with one of our over 150 slots games.
I like something like poker or blackjack more because you sit and you like, if you lose, it takes a little bit longer. But what do you like, blackjack or poker? Do you know poker a little bit?
Yeah, I was on that, like, what was it, 20 years ago when everybody was playing Hold'em?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was on the bin. It was the best.
On the wagon of watching it and like thinking, yeah, I could do that.
Yeah, it was enjoyable to watch.
Head to the website today and get in on the action. Don't forget to use promo code BELIEVE, B-L-E-A-V, for your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
Bet online, where the game starts. Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for listening to the Dumb Dad Podcast. My name is Kevin,
and I'm a dumb dad.
And my name is Evan, and I'm a dumb dad. And on today's episode, Kevin admits shopping at Home Goods and coming home with nothing?
Ooh.
How?
And Evan channels his Harrison Ford from Air Force One by telling his kids to get off my car.
Cheers. Cheers to you, dummy. Let me take a sip here. Man, what a week.
Yeah?
What a week, huh? Yeah, lots of stuff going on this week. As you know, I am a big Liverpool fan. Big Liverpool fan. Mm-hmm. And the man, not the myth, but the absolute legend, Jurgen Klopp, who has been at the helm of the club for 9 years, left. Now he's gone. He announced this is his last season. And he coached and managed his last match on Sunday, and now it's over. And now they're going to move on to somebody else. And he truly, I believe, is the mark of a good person. I learned a lot from him.
Uh-huh.
Just being the manager and listening to him speak about wins and losses and getting better and what it really takes. And I truly am going to miss him. And that's the 100% truth here on the podcast.
Did you miss your buddy?
I wish he was my buddy.
Oh.
Oh, man. He's one of those guys, like, if I could have a second dad, I might pick him as a second. We did the dad draft.
Yeah.
He's not known as the dad, but I'd put him up there with Bandit. He is a dad. He's a real-life dad. And you consider he's like a father figure to the club.
Mm-hmm.
But he's the man. I mean, when he got brought in, there was like a bunch of hype about him and everything. When he got brought into Liverpool, they were kind of in a bad way. And he was like, if you allow us some time, we can turn this into a great story. And it can start today, but you have to allow us time to do that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of doubters. We need to turn the doubters into believers that we can be better. Mm-hmm. But we're all going to have to go on the journey together. And that's like the first thing he said.
That's what I say to my wife when she like comes home and like me and the kids have the house just upside down. And I go, if you allow me time.
You're the dad in that commercial that we make fun of. It's like she comes home like purse on the hook, keys all exhausted. And the dad's like got fish guts everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Classic
man. It's not as bad as it looks.
Like, we never. Yeah, I just like to practice taking apart a fish.
I wanted to learn how to make sausage today, and don't worry, the kitchen is a little slippery, but anyway, that was like a culmination of the week, and all that to say was like, I once in a while, I try to get my kids to watch, and but you know, they have attention span of goldfish and like all this stuff, and one of our, I was going to say listeners, watchers, whatever, on Instagram DM'd and was like, hey, I know you're a Liverpool fan, I'm going to be in like Culver City, there's a bar there. And I was like, oh, I don't know about that. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, I don't know. It might be fun to like see if my son wants to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, it started at like 8. And so I asked him and he was like, he immediately was like, yeah, I want to go. Let's do it. And so it turned into this like really fun. Then my wife was like, well, there's no way your daughter's going to want to go because she doesn't like loud noises and blah, blah. And then we were like, well, daddy and they're going to go to like the match. It's going to be loud. And she's like, I want to go. And it was like, next thing you know, we all woke up like at like 6:15 Sunday morning, got all of our Liverpool gear on and went down to the pub and like watched the last match. And it was amazing. And like everyone in the bar saying,
how did she handle it?
She was, for the first little bit, a couple times it was like hands over the ears.
Sure.
But like some things recently like that, she's kind of grown into it a little bit. And then she started to have fun and then was like cheering along when it was time to cheer. And in the end, like, and just as tradition, at the end of every match, they sing "You'll Never Walk Alone" is the song that like the whole that the cop all the crowd sings, and like the whole bar sang it.
Mm-hmm.
It was just like it's in many ways the comedian brain is like, this is hilarious. Like we don't even live anywhere near this place, and we're like celebrating this man that I've never meet and will never meet.
Yeah.
But if I took it as like the ride we got to go on, winning the biggest trophies that they could win under his like we are together mentality, was like, man, what a story. And so it was like a nice little wrap up bow to like how it all felt and like having the kids there. And they were, and my son was like crying. He just like felt the moment of like, this feels like a big deal.
Yeah.
And he was like in tears and everyone was like arms. Like, dude, everyone's like arms around each other's shoulders. Like in this whole pub, like 400.
You guys were all doing it too.
We were not with the people in the front doing it, but everyone's like swaying back and forth. Like, that was the whole vibe of this place. Like 400 people strong, like singing this song.
Wow.
I was like, this is wild. So it was fun. Like I said, little bow wrap up to the end of it all. And I was kind of sad. I was like worried about like, I don't want to feel sad. It's like, it's been such a good ride. I don't want to worry about it. But ultimately it was like, I felt kind of good about it. I was like, yeah, things move on. He's done. He said he's done. So it's okay.
Do you think your son will watch now?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
No, I think he will. He asked me like that day. He's like, can we do that again? And I was like, yeah. Well, that was the last match of the season. But yes, we can definitely go again. It's that sometimes you think like just invite them to something like a fun part about it that, you know, halfway through the thing, they were coloring, you know.
Yeah.
But it was like they were there and Liverpool scored a couple times and everyone screamed and yelled and my son's like jumping up and down. So
yeah,
it was like that was my biggest worry was like if we lose, it'll just be like such a downer. Like, he's leaving. We lost. No one cheered. Like that was what I was a little bit worried about. But 2-0 was good. We were good.
2-0. That's a good way to win it all.
So how's your week?
My week was good. I just have a quick story I'll add on.
Okay, and then we'll go into jump and we'll do dumb dad moments.
Yeah. And that is parents. Just let your kids watch screens. give them tons of screen time.
What's the alternative? Paint the picture. No, the alternative, we made this joke before, is your kids climbing over the booth into somebody else's table.
No, not that. Here's why. So we got, and this is like, this is good for new parents who are like, you know, or not new parents, but your kids are like, you're starting to think about giving them like a tablet or something.
You're having those conversations when they're pregnant.
Huh?
We're not going to be this kind of parent. We're not going to be that kind of parent.
I'm not talking about
that. Guess what? When you get punched in the nose, it's a little bit different. Yeah.
It's kind of Mike Tyson's quote.
It's mine now. Yeah. I turned it mine now.
But there's an app, Endless ABCs, and Endless Numbers, I think, and Endless Words. And it's like a $10 app, which is funny because at first you're like, never. And it's like.
Were you one of those people that was like, I don't buy apps?
No, but I would catch myself scoffing at the price of things. But then it's like, it's $10, you have it forever.
And it's like Starbucks coffee. Yeah. How many times a week?
That's what I mean. Starbucks coffee, a beer, like one beer.
Yeah.
Costs,
An old fashioned in LA, $22.
That's three apps. So we got that, and that was huge for my daughter.
Yeah.
Kind of for my son, but it was like huge for my daughter. She learned the ABCs so fast with that app and then learned words and all that stuff. Anyway, it's a good app. So my son has been obsessed with Number Blocks. The show.
It's a good show.
Good show. So today, the reason I'm saying just let them watch screens, just make sure they're watching the right stuff. That's what I'm saying. I always hear people be like, Peppa Pig's the worst thing ever. And I was like, yeah, I heard that enough times that like that didn't happen in my house. I just go, no.
Just think of it this way, Kevin.
It's a couple tough days and then of them asking for it and then they forget about it and they move on to something else.
Just think of it this way. What's Both that? Of us watched a lot of cartoons as kids and we're the hosts of an internet show that talks about how bad at fathering we are. So see? Let them watch screens.
Let them watch screens. The reason I say that is because we were at dinner tonight. All four of us are sitting down eating dinner. And my son goes, my son likes to play this game, like guess the number. We just take turns saying, I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 30. And then closest person wins. It has been like a running thing we do.
That's hilarious.
It's just a little fun little game we play at the dinner table.
Yeah.
And then I mixed it up where I was like, I'm thinking of a letter between A and Z. And they were like,
I didn't know that was a possibility.
Now we've switched it out. Now we're doing alphabet. And my son goes, I'm thinking of a letter between A and Z. And my wife goes, I'm going to guess P. And he goes, 16. And we went, huh? And he goes, P is the 16th letter of the alphabet. And we went, and he goes, watch. A1, B2, C3. And he just rifled them all off. And then we were like, what's V? And he was like, that's going to be 22. And we were like, And all I did was just like look at my wife and she was like, he's right. And I was like, okay, great. but it was
the major difference being that he is, he's not like counting through it. A is 1, 2, 3.
He was not counting through it.
He just says it.
He just says it. And when she said P, he was like, 16. We were like, Maybe that's lucky. Maybe he's like learning this thing. And remember, and then my wife is like V and he's like 22.
Here's where my thick clay brain went is that it was like, because I was thinking about making the joke of, I'm thinking of a number between 4 and G. that his little brain went around. No, he was giving the specific letter of the alphabet and which number that correlates to in terms of 1 to 26.
Yeah. And then we said something about, now I don't remember what it's called, but it was like 40.
The alphabet.
The 45, what are they called? Step numbers? It's like step blocks or something like that.
Okay.
And he was like, 45 is a step block. It's 9. And I was like, what does that mean? And he was like, 1 plus 2 plus 3 plus 4 plus 5 plus 6 plus 7 plus 8 plus 9 is 45.
Yeah.
And I was like,
okay, you're going to need to eat a vegetable right now or before I have a meltdown about how much smarter you are than I am.
He's 5.
Yeah.
And I'm already at the point where I go, I can't take credit for any of that.
It's like, how long would it take you to memorize what number in the letter matching the numbers correlate like he did? How long would it take you to be confident in your answer?
I don't know.
A week?
Yeah, probably.
Right?
It would be longer than him for sure.
Yeah.
And
he's ripping it off like you're asking him what his favorite animal is.
It's just ripping through it. And it's just like, it's so funny that we're just like, all right, we're doing all right on the screen time.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
It's like, yeah, we're doing all right here.
Yeah.
Like if he's walking away with step blocks and here's what number the letters are and this times this, it's like...
Yeah.
All right, man.
I think we talked about this before that my son bought a 3D printer. Did we talk about that? He saved his money and bought it.
Yeah.
I think we did. Anyway, the other day I was trying to explain to him like, look, here's the difference between he's like, now he's watching, he's into these videos of these guys like, this guy's got to survive on $10 for a week. So cool because he does, whatever, like some vlogger, which is fine, whatever.
Yeah.
But it's like, I told him, look, like, that's fine. You want to watch a guy see what he can buy in this grocery store he's never been to for $5 and then what the haul is. Like, sure, entertaining. But you bought yourself a 3D printer and you could just as easily be watching videos on how to use that thing. What's the best way to use it?
Yeah.
What are the things I can make? How do I utilize the software to do it? And I was like, I'm just trying to get him to think about not necessarily clicking on the hyperlink or like the hyped up version of something and then watching like four of those in a row or whatever. So I don't disagree with you at all. It's not like a time limit to me per se. Sometimes it's like, nah, that's enough. But I want them to do other things as well.
Oh, of course.
I've been like, okay, let's go play catch. For how long? That's like what he asked me. I'm like, for 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day. We'll get better every day, right?
Yeah.
Cut to like 45 minutes later. And he's like, I think it's been way longer than 10 minutes. And I was like, yeah, it has. And he goes, I'm just having so much fun. You know, it's like,
yeah.
Sometimes it's like you just got to kind of help him with the Band-Aid. Let's just go outside for a little bit, please. Okay. And then you start talking and then you get lost in it. Now you're having, by all means, screen time until it's time to do something else. But listen, we all watch things we're not supposed to be watching.
What?
Reality television.
Sure. No, yeah. It was just funny. It was just funny to me. I was like, we went through something similar to this with my daughter when she just like, I mean, we bought her that app intentionally.
Yeah.
But he's just like obsessed with Number Boss. And the next thing you know, he's just rifling off the stuff. And I go, all right. Slight monitoring of what you watch on YouTube, kids, because there's so much garbage on there.
He is so funny, man. Like, your little boy has got the, like, he's just got like a space cadet vibe to him.
Yeah.
But then that's in the chamber.
Yeah, he just dials in sometimes.
Well, I mean, let's not forget, he's the same kid who knows all the names of the dinosaurs.
Yeah.
And the correct pronunciations of the dinosaurs. Yeah. So it's fun to watch stuff like that where you just think like, man, that little brain is cooking.
It's fun to watch him say stuff and go, that's not real.
Yeah, check him. Yeah.
Oh, man, it is real. Oh, no kidding. I did not know that.
Hey, speaking of feeling dumb around your kids,
it's time for the dumb dad moment.
It's time for the dumb dad moment. Here.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Are you ready for this? Because mine was a dumb day.
Okay. A dumb day moment?
Yeah. Kind of a couple. Actually, I have like two that happened today, and I just think it was a good culmination of like,
nice.
Way to start and finish your day while doing something kind of dumb. Uh-huh. So today on the way to school, tight again, time was dwindling. ETA 7:55. Okay, not a great ETA 7:57. We're climbing. ETA 7:58.
Yeah.
And what makes you nervous is like ETA 7:58. They close the gates at 8:00. We're 10 minutes away from that time now. So it still has more time to dwindle and get worse and worse and worse.
Get worse and worse and worse.
So today I'm like, I tell the kids like, we're going to be there in like 2 minutes. Okay. It's 56. We're going to be on the 58, maybe push into the 59. I don't want some like, you know, maybe they didn't have her coffee today. She's going to shut the gate early. I don't know.
Right.
So I'm telling the kids in the back seat, hey guys, it's going to be tight today. Okay. Now I additionally said to my daughter, I'm going to volunteer today. I'm going to go in for breakfast and help pass out breakfast and stuff.
Yeah.
And maybe hang out for a bit. And so as we're like coming up to the street the school's on, I'm like, guys, I need you to be ready, okay? Because when the car comes off, we got to get out of the car and in the gate. It's going to be tight. Okay, got it. And I'm like, great, my team's with me. We're good. We're dialed in.
Yeah,
we're like, okay, everyone's like, you know, hanging out the plane with let go and the chute goes over, you know, like that kind of thing. We're all doing this together.
Mm-hmm.
So I take a ride. It's like 58, headed up to the gate. There's no parking spots. Okay, so I'm thinking on my feet, what do we do? What do we do? We got to get him in the gate. And two or three cars in a row up in front of me, all brake lights, they stop. There's no one behind me.
Yeah.
I'm like, guys, the opportunity might be now to get out of the car and go to the gate, okay?
Yeah.
I'm like, give me another 5 seconds, like a couple of brake checks and stop again. I'm like, great, throw it in park. I'm like, get out, I'll meet you at the gate. So my son's like, got it. My son's like, yes, sir. Like, you know, like doors open. He's flying out. And I look around. My daughter's like trying to figure out where the tag is on her sweatshirt because she's going to put her sweatshirt on now. And I was like, here's a dumb dad moment. And I was like, nope, no, we don't know. You need to be out of the car. You need to be out of the car. Honey, get out of the car. That did not go well.
So you went in the front.
Yeah. So she's like, I'm putting too much pressure on her.
Uh-huh.
As if she really understood the time crunch. Got to get out now. We can't dilly-dally in the road.
Some of it. She understands that the gate closes at a certain time.
Right. But the fact that we're like, we didn't, the fact that like we're not in a parking space, we're doing something we've essentially almost never done before, which is like, I open the door, go ahead and get out. I'll meet you at the,
yeah,
where they just like, you know, they weren't running across the street. We're like double parked basically.
Yeah.
But we don't even do that, you know? Yeah. So that's added pressure. And I'm like, honey, you got to be, honey, I love you. You got to be out of the car right now. Get out of the car. Like those two things are just like, oh, meltdown. Not like dial it in. I'm with you, coach. Let me show you.
She started
it was
crying.
Like, yeah, she started crying. And I was like, oh, man. So she goes to the gate by the time. And then like somebody opens up a parking space. About 60 seconds later, I pull into the parking space and I get out. And as I'm walking by them closing the gate, my kids are in, you know. And I can see my daughter's like crying on the way to the line. I'm like, oh, I got to go all the way around to the office, sign in and come to the line.
Yeah.
So by the time I make it, you know, she, then her teacher, I see her grab her hand and bring her to the front of the line. And I catch up with her at breakfast and she's like, I'm like, I was asking her what's wrong. And she kept like, she had the sups so bad. She's like, like she was crying so hard that her teacher's like, what happened? My line was moving. She's always so concerned about her line moving that she doesn't want to like miss the line going to the classroom.
Like, get out of the damn car.
Putting on the sweatshirt killed me. It's like, remember all the time, they're five years old. She's five.
Sure.
Or it's like, you know, if it was you, would have been a different word choice.
Because mm-hmm. You do have those friends.
Yeah.
You do have those friends. We're like, guys, we got to hustle. What are you doing? I didn't like these socks.
Yeah. Like, are we friends? So, you know, it's just like a stupid moment. And by the time she went from snack to PE, she was over it, smiling, yeah, running around. Of course, was over it. But it was just like, oh, man. And then, let me say, before I get to my second formative dad moment, and then today we get the call that my son was tardy, even though he was on the grounds.
Huh?
Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Couldn't wrap my head around that one. It's like, we got a call. Your son was late today. I was like, what? What, did somebody like stop him on the way to class? Hold on. You get a pink slip. It's like, he was there.
That doesn't make sense to me because you fill out late slips in the office.
Exactly. Because the gates are shut and the only way to get in is to make it so that you're late by signing.
Weird.
Yeah, it was weird. Really weird phone call to get. So it was fine, whatever. It was like, then I went through the rest of my day and then it was like baseball practice today. And I was like pumped about baseball practice. And we get to baseball. First thing we do is like helping the kids field. Mm-hmm. And then I'm in the infield, like running drills with the kids, like showing this one kid how to throw properly, making other kids don't be afraid to get your mitt dirty. Like all the, you know, I'm having a great time, just like good wind down time of the rest of the day. And one of the kids gets like a splinter in his hand or something like that. So the coach goes over to help him and it's like, it's in his hand enough to where they can't really get it. So he's like, hey, can you throw? Cause now we're working on stay in the field, but like rotate kids in and out of like batting practice. And I was like, sure. So I stick all the balls in my glove. I start throwing to the kids and I've been kind of wanting to do this all year. Like I wish I could have coached. Like there was just, I missed the opportunity or didn't understand when the window of the opportunity presented itself to say I wanted to coach. So I've been assisting all this year, but like really to kind of like run practice for a bit while the coach was away was really fun because it just made it like really helping the kid at bat, turning around, making sure all the kids are paying attention, making little comments with the kids, making them laugh. It was just so much fun.
Yeah.
And then at one point, one of the little buds gets on first and I'm like, you're not going to score. And then the next kid hits and he moves to second. I was like, I don't even like that you're standing there, bud. Just like giving him a hard time. Yeah. Like, you will not score. And he's like giggling on second base. And then somebody hits it and it's like, I can't remember who goes to second base or something. And he's making his way to third. And I'm like, throw it to me. Like, I'm trying to get him out, you know, just messing with him. And dumb dad moment in front of all the kids and all the parents. I still to this moment don't know exactly what happened, but like, I was going for the ball, and next thing I know, I'm like, I'm falling over and doing like a roll.
Oh.
Now, here's the thing. 42 years old. I could have fallen and been down there for a while.
Yeah. We're past the point where falling is ever okay.
Right. Yeah. And I somehow, I think, you know, playing sports, though, you kind of learn to fall. You fall a lot. You learn to fall okay. Skateboarded for a while. You learn to fall and not just like, you know, plop on the ground.
Yeah.
somehow that came out of me. And I kind of like rolled out of it up onto my feet. And all the kids are like, oh! But I think all the parents were like, oh my God.
Yeah.
But my phone was like out under all the chalk and the dust. And like I had it all over my face and the back of my head and the back of my like the chalk dust and all the dust and everything. The kids all thought it was hilarious.
Was the coach like, I leave you alone?
He wasn't there. He was like in the bathroom.
I leave you
like,
alone for three minutes.
And what happened to you? It looks like you lost to the field.
Listen, coaching's not for everybody, bud. All right, why don't you just sit down? Have an orange slice.
I mean, I literally was like, fine. I rolled out of it, like stood up and was like, ha! And I like tapped the kid on the helmet like, fair and square, you got there first. I still like don't know what I tripped on. I tripped on something.
We're at that age, bud.
You're not wrong. But nothing hurts. I didn't like, oh, I think I must have rolled my ankle because now it hurts. Like nothing.
Here's the thing though. We're at an age now where
just don't
falling
what
over
happened.
Is also like a car accident. You're going to feel it tomorrow. You get in a, you get in a car accident and you're like, yeah, I think I'm all right. And the next day your neck hurts. That's tomorrow for you.
I'll let you know. I'll let you know. I so far, so good.
Great. I hope it stays that
But there was a moment where I ran back and I was like, you know, with the kid, and I was like, adjusting myself. They're like, it's all over your back, laughing and stuff. You know, I was like, you knuckleheads, get back to throwing.
But there was
a moment where I get back to throwing. I'm like showing the ball. Okay, keep an eye on the ball. That internally, I was like, that was a freebie. I could have been like, I could have just broken my ankle.
Go get the coach. This is worse than a splinter.
Go get my mom. Wait, I mean. That's what you say when you're a kid. Get mom. Get my wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So
I wish I'd seen that.
I know.
Why wasn't that filmed?
I know.
We had this weekend.
Because what you would have said was like, how did you get up so quickly? It was a professional role. You rolled out of that like a pro. That's what you would have said.
This week at baseball, I don't have a long story, but off of what you just said from falling down. I've coach pitched a couple times, like a couple of games where I was pitching to the kids.
How many kids have you hit?
One. And there was...
Was it your own?
Huh? Yeah, it's always hit your own. That way you guarantee to get them on base.
Stand up, quit crying, take a walk. You're on first now.
What's scary is when I pitched the first game of the season, it was fine. I pitched again last week. It's scary. Because you're pretty close to them, underhand lobbing to them, like you're not on the mound. And
you're giving it underhand is what you're giving it to them.
Yeah. It's just more consistent, easier. Just go for it. And then I was
throwing the kids curveballs. They couldn't touch me.
Yeah. Well, you touch the floor by throwing curveballs. So how'd that go? But it gets scary because I'll throw it, and the amount of times I've had to move out of the way from the ball, like. Zip it at my face.
Yeah,
and
I know.
It happens a lot. Where it's like, oh, this didn't happen the first game of the season. You guys were, well, you're improving, and I hate it.
Yeah, line drives up the middle. That's what
but,
you teach them.
A coach took a ball to the face. Not our team's coach, the other team. He like pitched the ball.
You better get that glove up.
Cracked the bat, hit him in the face. Like, I think he got his hand up in time, but he went down on the ground, and everybody was like, whoa! And... Props to the kid. That kid started booking it to first.
That's right. That's a you problem.
Which was so funny. Because we do have an umpire, and he was like, what? No. Time. Stop running.
you should have given him first base.
You don't bean the pitcher, and then you teach the kid to check on the person.
After they're safe, and you call timeout.
Oh, get out of here.
What, do you want to lose you lose a runner? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah. Yes. That is what I'm implying. My dumb dad moment this week is, it's just brought to you by being a dumb dad.
Merch link in bio.
Well, it is. It's brought to you by, just being worn down.
Sure. Okay. Okay.
Well, because, you know, it's like when you clean the car. And then the first time the kids are in the car and you're like, all right, everybody bring everything in with them. Okay. You know, and that lasts that one time.
Yeah. Please.
And then the back of the car is messy again.
Yeah.
It's just like, that's us parents with all like a lot of things. Car is just a perfect visual example.
Yeah.
And, there's certain things like once a week, my daughter gets a book out from the library at her school. And she was getting those like I Survived books, which What?
Like, I survived an earthquake. I survived...
No, it's not I survived an earthquake. It's like, I survived this specific earth. There's one. I survived the sinking of the Titanic. There's one. I survived 9/11. Yeah.
I remember those. They were at the book fair, and it was like...
Yeah. It was like...
Really?
She was getting a couple of those.
Elementary school books.
So the thing with those books is like, yeah, those read them as much as you want anywhere in the house.
Yeah.
But we shouldn't probably bring them anywhere.
Right, because they're not ours.
They're not ours. And then, yeah, the dumb dad moment was letting her bring it places.
Mm.
And then we couldn't find it. We couldn't find it as of Friday. And we were
How
just,
long did you have it?
Maybe it was a week. No, it was like a week. So it was like last Friday. So it was like a week and a half. She'd only had it like the week. So she was going to bring it back to school. She does every Thursday.
Yeah, that's not that long. I know what you're saying. But
it's not that long, but we were starting to be like...
But you can't find it. That's
we looked everywhere in the house, couldn't find it. And then we had traced it back to the last place everyone remembers her having it was at Home Goods.
Why don't you ask your son? He'd have been like, do you want to the longitude, latitude coordinates, or do you just want the zip code? What do you want? I got the address on the lawn lock. I got the...
Please not the longitude, latitude. I'll never find it.
And what was it after the 8? After the 7?
They don't just use these in the ocean. That's so interesting. I thought this was just an ocean thing.
Head due west, I'll show you.
So the last place we remember it being, or someone having it, was when they were at Home Goods. Now, if you've never been to a Home Goods... It is.
You're missing out. Let me tell you. It's a fun, discount fashion for your house.
It's a fun spot, but it looks like every day was Black Friday. the shelves are.
They just back the truck up and empty it. Yeah. And then put a push broom to the section it goes
in. It's in disarray.
Have at it, folks. Decorate your house.
The shelves are in disarray. And so today I went there. Because what we were going to do is my daughter told us if we don't find it, she has to pay two $25 fees. And I was like, she has to pay $50 for a book. And she's like, yeah. And I go, I know what the name of the book is.
I'm just going to order it. I'll just order it. I'll get you a brand new
here's
one.
Here's your $14. I'll
get you a backup.
Yeah. Here's your $14 one. And I'll save the $36.
And
thank
it'll
you
be
very
here
much.
Tomorrow.
My son's like 36. That's not a letter in the alphabet. I was like, I got it, bud. and
watch your screen.
Yeah, watch your screen. Learn Latin.
Not that. No, no.
Learn Latin.
Play a video game.
I'm going to have him
please.
Start watching him in Spanish. Just
it's a test.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, see what happens.
So it was just like, all right, we got to find this book. And before we decide to order a new one, I was like, I'm going to go to Home Goods. And I got there and I was like, hey, is anybody...
You went there? You didn't call? Oh, that's true.
I did call.
Sorry. They're not going to answer the phone.
They
what am I talking about?
Did not answer the phone. I did call. So I went there. I drove there and I was by myself and I was like, hey, have you found a book? My daughter might have left a book here. And they look in their lost and found area. They check the back for me and they go, I'm so sorry. It's not here. And I was like, no worries. And I'm about to leave and I go, oof. And I was like, this is the dumb dad moment. I was just like, called my wife and I go, where'd you guys go when you went to Home Goods? And she was like, we were in the shoe section, we were in the kids' clothes section, and we were in like the houseware area. Yeah. And I was like, okay. And then I was just some weirdo looking under all the shelves, which there was a lot of stuff under there. It wasn't the worst idea. And I just like made up all these stories. I was like, it probably got kicked under the shelves if it's here. So I'm looking under all the shelves. I was like, all right, not there. And then I went to like the toy sections, which were all in disarray, and I'm just looking at every single one. And then my brain is like, if this was just left out and some, you know, high school employee is just like,
yeah,
just like, put this back in the book section, doesn't even check
where you can buy
so
books.
Now I'm going to the book section and I'm looking at every book.
Oh my God.
And then I'm in the, then I go to the housewares, like all the stuff like that. That place was a dumpster fire.
That section is
wild,
a free-for-all.
So I was just like scanning, and anybody who's looking at me is like, this guy's looking for something in particular.
This
here.
Guy needs a specific look to a lamp. He is not backing down until he finds it.
He saw a TikTok where somebody was like, you got to get these at Home Goods. They're a deal. Because he's being very specific. He hasn't picked up anything. He's just scanning every shelf and moving on. I mean, I looked
He must work for Home Shopping Network. He must.
I was there for like 20 minutes. looking for it. Didn't find it.
Dumb dad moment within a dumb dad moment. You were there for 20 minutes looking for a book. I wasn't even sure it was there or not.
But well, if I had found it, I'd have been a hero. It's not about the money at that point. This is about.
No, I get it. It's about the attention. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
The accolades.
Yeah. When she's.
That's what you guys don't know about Kevin.
When she's 30, she's like, I remember my dad. Drove 2 hours to a store, and I was like, okay.
And I had it under my pillow the whole time.
Yeah. So it wasn't one of her art bags.
There it is. Yeah.
We found it. We found it.
Is that the one that your wife found tonight?
Yeah. Yeah. That was tonight. And I went to Home Goods today, and we found it. And we did look.
Oh my God.
We did look everywhere. We looked in the places that I was like, it would be stupid if you put it here, but I'm going to look because we're not finding it anywhere.
Yeah, because then I'm going to be wandering around thinking it's probably there. Why didn't you just look?
And then they found it, and it was here all along. We never.
Did you get any good deals on anything on Home Goods? Did you bring anything home?
Oh, I couldn't tell you anything that they were selling there. I was. That was a Terminator scanning for books. It was just a little cursor, little box. It was like ding, 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 ding.
Not pertinent. Not pertinent. Not pertinent.
Not pertinent. Not pertinent.
Wow.
And then I stole some guy's leather jacket.
That's amazing. Looking around at Home Goods.
Looking around at Home Goods. That's so, like, when I looked under the first shelf and saw how much stuff was under there, I was like, I'm going to find this thing.
I like that. Yeah, I know. Now you, at that point, you knew it was there.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of how long it was going to take you to find
Which shelf is it under?
Yeah. And then I'm canine unit, man. I will sniff the coke out. But whatever what you put it under, it doesn't matter. I'm going to find it.
Because I was like ready to be the dad and walk in and go, you won't believe what I found.
Really, you came in dejected. And they were like, you won't believe what we found. It was the book. It was in my own bag.
Yeah. Oh.
And here I thought we looked everywhere. We didn't look in one of your bags.
They didn't look in one of your bags. One of your art bags, you know, where people put books in an art supply bag. Because kids are great.
Kids are great. Easy to take care of. Fun to be around.
No notes.
No notes. All right. Children.
Guys, before we close out this podcast, we do want to say one thing.
We love you.
I love you.
Sorry, two things.
And that is, I know we've said it before, we'll say it again. We're going on tour.
That's right. I'll hesitate to say this. Tour, doing a set of live shows, however you want to put it.
We are traveling, performing.
Okay.
That is a tour.
Okay, we're going on tour. Mini tour. Micro tour.
It's a micro tour. And guys, when these three shows sell out, then we will be able to expand. We will be able to... We were just talking tonight about maybe going to Toronto. It could be really fun.
That one came out of nowhere, but I still want to go.
We'll probably go to, Austin... We'll go to Seattle. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many places we want to go. As of right now, I think we can say this. On August 5th, we will be in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
August 6th, we will be in St. Louis.
Yep.
And August 7th, we will be in Nashville.
Can you believe it?
So
follow us on Instagram. Follow us on TikTok. Follow us on Facebook. Follow us on YouTube. Follow us on Threads. Follow us to our cars. We will sign... baseball card. If you have a baseball card with me on it, I'll sign it. I will ask you how you even got something like that. But I'll sign it.
We'll sign it. please rate and review this podcast.
Yep.
If you do, well, we're going to read it. I'm going to read another one. We're going to keep
read one. I love when you. Okay.
All right. I'm reading a review for this podcast. It's super refreshing podcast from Allison M. Seattle.
Oh, whoa, what a that's crazy. Yeah. The last name is the same as the city?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, it's M. Seattle.
Oh, that's true.
Maybe it's Mzattle.
Oh, it's probably Mrs. Eattle.
Love to hear a podcast that is both very realistic about parenting, but doesn't involve whining about your kids all the time. You both clearly love your kids and think they're wonderful, and yet they sometimes drive you nuts.
Yep.
Incredibly relatable. Also, 100% agree. Dr. Kevin, gotta let those low-grade fevers burn.
Oh, my God.
That's right.
Well, let's not lean into the fact that we're giving health advice on this podcast.
Gotta let those fevers burn off, guys. Don't over-medicate them, okay? Thanks, as always, at Verdu on SoundCloud for the music for this podcast, and as always, to my incredible wife, Annie, for editing this podcast. Thank you so much. Evan, do you have a joke to take us out?
I got a joke. Ready? Here it goes. Why did the sausage quit playing baseball?
Why did the sausage quit playing baseball?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
He was the worst on his team.
He was the worst on his team.
Yeah, W-U-R-S-C. Yeah.
And he doesn't have arms.
Yeah, it's hard to hit the ball with no arms.
Or eyes.
Or eyes or human body functions that could play baseball.
He was the right move to quit. It was the right move to quit. Okay, bye.
He just sat there. He just sat there. Bye.
Welcome to the world, little one. Welcome to life.
How do I stop this?
The Dumb Dad Podcast is proudly presented by Bet Online.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.